For the most part, the progressives looked upon what they had created and said, "This is good." The great European war is striking down individualism and building up collectivism, rejoiced the progressive financier and J.P. Morgan partner George Perkins. Grosvenor Clarkson saw things similarly. The war effort is a story of the conversion of 100 million compatibly individualistic people into a vast cooperative effort in which the good of the unit was sacrificed to the good of the whole. The regimentation of society, the social worker Felix Adler believed, was bringing us closer to creating the perfect man, a fairer and more beautiful and more righteous type than any that has yet existed. The Washington Post was more modest. In spite of excesses such as lynching, it editorialized, it is a healthful and wholesome awakening in the interior of the country. Perhaps some added context is in order. At pretty much the exact moment when John Dewey, Herbert Croly, Walter Lippmann, and so many others were gushing about the moral tonic the war would provide and how it was the highest, best cause for all people dedicated to liberal, progressive values, Benito Mussolini was making nearly identical arguments. Mussolini had been the brains of the Italian Socialist Party. He was influenced by many of the same thinkers as the American progressives, Marx, Nietzsche, Hegel, James, and others, and he wanted Italy to fight on the Allied side, that is, the eventual American side. And yet Mussolini's support for the war automatically rendered him and his fascist movement objectively right-wing, according to communist propaganda. So, does this mean that the editors of the New Republic, the progressives in Wilson's government, John Dewey, and the vast majority of self-described American socialists were all suddenly right-wingers? Of course not. Only in Italy, home of the most radical socialist party in Europe after Russia, did support for the war automatically transform left-wingers into right-wingers. In Germany, the socialists in the Reichstag voted in favor of the war. In Britain, the socialists voted in favor of the war. In America, the socialists and progressives voted in favor of the war. This didn't make them right-wingers. It made them shockingly bloodthirsty and jingoistic left-wingers. This is just one attribute of the progressives that has been airbrushed from popular history. "Perhaps I was as much opposed to the war as anyone in the nation," declared none other than Mother Jones, a champion of Americanist socialism. "But when we get into a fight, I am one of those who intend to clean hell out of the other fellow. And we have to clean the Kaiser up. The grafter, the thief, the murderer." She was hardly alone. The pro-war socialist Charles E. Russell declared that his former colleagues should be driven from the country.